Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I haven't actually had a chance to record a proper intro yet, so please do forgive me. But with everything that's going on at the moment, I've got so much to do that we just wanted to get this out to you. We just wanted to get this podcast live and for you to be able to listen to it. So we can record a little intro at a later date. So give it a listen, listen to what me and Shannon have been talking about, let us know what you think, and we're hopefully going to be recording another one next week. See you later!
Oh, it's exciting!
It is exciting!
I've
never done a podcast before.
Have you not?
No, never, and I love talking so much.
Oh really? Oh, I'm excited. That makes me even more excited. I'm taking your podcast virginity. Okay, so me and Shannon thought we would do a podcast together, obviously because right now it's quite a stressful time for everybody. I think everyone's getting in quite a negative mindset, and me and Shannon are two of the most positive people that I personally know, and I'm sure that Shannon can resonate with that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a fairly positive person.
Pretty positive. So the last time we saw each other was at Christmas, and we spent 2 full days and we did not stop talking, did we?
We didn't. This podcast could be dangerous.
I know. I was thinking earlier, we could do 10 podcasts, me and you, because we've got so much to talk about. And honestly, if we could share some of the voice notes that we send to each other, I think they in themselves could have their own podcast show.
They could. And the funny thing is, we don't see each other for years at a time,
you know? Years at a time.
2017, and then the last time I saw you, it was 2019, and it was like, I just seen you.
I know. And we live on completely opposite sides of the country, most of the time.
Yep.
Most of the time.
It's like when you click with somebody, you click.
We just vibe. yeah, so I thought it'd be a really nice opportunity just to spend a little bit of time talking, motivating you guys, making you feel good, telling you what we've been doing, how we're keeping our own spirits up, and that sort of thing. I'll just apologise.
Sure.
That bell in the background goes every fifth. Somebody rings that bell every 15 minutes.
So oh, really?
Yeah, we can use that as a... That can be the timer. Yes. So I thought I'd start by introducing how we actually met. So me and Shannon met in 2017 and we were coached by the same people, but we didn't really start talking until we did the British final. And
do you know the first thing you said to me was about your boobs?
What did I say?
That's true, you know.
What did I say?
We was at a posing workshop.
Yeah.
And you told me about your boobs. That's the first time we spoke. I was like, oh, she's very open.
I don't remember that. Maybe it's worse that I can't remember that. I wonder how many people I do that to. Hi, I'm Victoria. Let me tell you about my chest. Okay, but after that then, the next time I think we spoke was at the British final, and we were competing together in the same category, and we were backstage, and the atmosphere backstage was very tense. Everybody was very, very serious, apart from me and Shannon. So
I thought I was at a party, I don't know about you, but we were knocking back drinking, laughing and joking, and I was getting drunker, and I had the best time.
We had
like you got on stage now. I was like,
hang on,
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, we had such a good time. We had a bottle of peach schnapps between us, and
oh god, it threw me back to that when I was 16. Peach schnapps.
But we just had a really good time and just totally supported each other, even though we were competing against each other. And by the time we actually got on stage, I think there was about 30 people in our category that year. There was a lot, wasn't there?
37 people in that category, and was all on stage at once.
We were all on stage together, 37 of us, and me and Shannon happened to be numbered next to each other. So we'd spent all that time backstage just having a good time, super chilled, and then we got on stage and we were stood next to each other, and it was just the best, wasn't it? It was so much fun.
And do you know what? That is the one show that I remember every single minute, from backstage to on stage, and I had so much fun. Like, I enjoyed myself on stage so much. I had no nerves, and obviously the alcohol helped a lot. But just because we was having such a laugh, I was so relaxed.
Yeah.
And I was on stage just still, like, genuinely smiling because I was so happy.
I mean,
such a good mood.
I mean, it paid off for your babes. You won.
Yeah, fuck it. Everyone
can
drop Peach,
that's
the one.
So, we both placed in the top six that year. I came fourth, and Shannon was the first ever wellness champion that we've had in the UK, which is amazing. And we've stayed friends ever since. So that was 3 years ago now. So today, we're just going to talk a little bit about what we're doing at the moment. So we'll start with the obvious stuff, because you're probably the same as me, Shannon, and everyone's asking you, how are you coping without the gym?
Do you know what? I'm having the best time at the moment. I don't know if this is going to end or if I'm going to start feeling a little bit different, but I'm having the best time right now.
Yeah.
It's like genuine, 100%.
Me too. I love it when we've got to think outside the box and we've got to be really creative, because we're both so used to lifting weights. And at the moment, obviously, that is not an option. But I'm the same as you. I actually feel really good at the minute.
Yeah, I feel like I'm setting myself new challenges. And I'm just thinking, I know what sort of person I am. I have to have a challenge.
Yeah.
And I have to have a focus and a routine. So I've sorted a routine, I have a focus, and I've got a challenge. And, you know, each day I'm just focusing on that and literally just taking the day as it comes. And I'm finding it really peaceful, the fact that every day I have nowhere to be, nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Not in a rush. Like, my life is always so hectic and busy, driving about everywhere. And it's just suddenly, I'm just...
You've got to pause.
You know what? It's quite nice to be relaxed.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to have time in your hands and think, yeah, oh, I'm going to go for a walk.
I mean, last year, I took some time off last year, and I was off work from November to December because I needed a break, because obviously, similar to you, I just don't stop. So last year, I had those 2 months off, and I did the same thing then. So it made me realise just how busy I was all the time. And when I started to actually stop and pause, I felt so much better. I felt so much calmer. I was actually more productive because I wasn't busy. And it was a really good time for me. So then I came back to work January to obviously March time. And then we're off again. So I'm kind of redoing what I did last year. But I had so many benefits. And when I came out of it in the January, everything was so much better. So I think in a few months' time, or however long it takes, when we all get back to normality, we're going to be so much happier, so much healthier. We're going to be in better mindsets. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I feel like I actually really needed this. I think if I was continuing as I was going to fall or something was going to happen. I feel like I needed this little pause.
Yeah.
To just stop, you know, look around, soak in the actual where I'm at the minute.
Yeah.
And just reassess where I'm heading in life. And
yeah,
that sounds really weird, but just like researching different things and just chilling.
It's such
a big thing.
Like, yeah,
I didn't even tell you 2 weeks ago, but 3 weeks ago I was taking an ambulance.
Oh my god, no, you didn't tell me about this.
I know, I was taking an ambulance, and then I rushed to hospital because I couldn't breathe. Both my tonsils swelled up so bad. Both my ears were infected. I was getting delirious.
And oh, it was my
really
God.
Bad. Yeah, so I got taken to Southend Hospital. And because it was my airways that were like, they thought they were closing up, I then got blue lighted to Broomfield, which was a Chelmsford hospital. And I was on a drip. It was in a pretty bad way. 2 days later, no, literally the next day pretty much, they gave me those painkillers and antibiotics and all the other stuff. The next day I'm up and I'm back to work and I'm like, it was check-in day. And I just literally had forgotten that I'd been in hospital.
Yeah.
I found my phone and I'm like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm back to work. And they're like, Shannon, you need to chill. I'm like, I can't chill. My job's 24/7. I need to keep going.
Yeah.
And then when this happened, I was like, you know what? This is time for me to get my work done, do everything that I need to do, and then use the day to relax my body.
Yeah.
And relax my mind. And I feel when everyone else is in this relaxed state, and this is what we have to be doing right now, and you know, we're saving people's lives by staying at home, I don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise I feel like I constantly have to be working, I constantly have to be doing something, and suddenly I think, no, all I need to be doing right now is relaxing.
And I think this time off for a lot of people hopefully is going to reiterate the importance of having that downtime, or having time where you just do something completely mindless and letting yourself wind down, because of how it makes you feel. It makes you feel so good. And I think we've both been in positions before where we've been working so hard and then battering ourselves in the gym. We've been putting ourselves in a really vulnerable position to getting ill and getting run down. So I think then when you're forced to stop and pause, it makes you go, oh, this is what I was meant to be doing before.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I think when, obviously we've done bodybuilding, we've done prep, and it's all about working hard, you know, every single day. There is no switch off with bodybuilding. When you're doing a prep, there is no switch off, is there?
No.
Every day, everything that you do is consumed by being on prep. Down to the tiniest things. It's like you're constantly working.
Yeah.
And then that goes into other areas of my life. And then I look back on, I don't know, the last 4 years, and I think, you know, I've worked every day. Like,
yeah.
I haven't taken a weekend off. I haven't taken a week off. It's crazy when you look back and you think, this mindset's incredible and you can progress so far and you can be successful, but other areas of your life definitely start to suffer.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it becomes habit. It becomes so habitual that you don't have an off switch. And I think for me, I reached that when I went to Croatia in 2018 and did my yoga training, because that was the first time that I stopped and completely paused. And I had that month away and I had no gym, I had no technology, I had nothing other than just obviously learning how to teach yoga. And it completely changed my perspective on everything. So every year I've taken like a couple of months off so I can just have that downtime. So for me, this time that we now have is great for me to see other people come into that realization that I had a couple of years ago. So it's good. It's all going to be good.
Yeah, I definitely seen this as a massive positive. And even for training wise, it's like we've built this muscle, right? Everyone listening to this has probably built some muscle, and we love the gym, we love training. Yes, okay, we might not be able to build any more in the current situation, but as soon as you get back in the gym, the muscle memory, it comes back quicker than before.
Yeah.
Your strength will increase real quick.
Yeah.
And that's why I never worry about my physique. You know, my physique changes quite a lot. I can be in my peak condition for a prep when it's my sole focus. But, you know, after a competition, sometimes I can get skinny sometimes because I work so hard, I forget to eat. And I find it hard to juggle it all the time.
Yeah.
But I know that as soon as I focus on it again, I can be back to where I want to be.
Yeah.
And that's why I never stress, because, you know, you can lose weight, you can gain weight. You can gain weight, you can lose weight. Nothing is permanent. So as long as you know that you've got the mindset when you flip the switch to get back to where you want to be, this will pass.
Yeah, just absolutely.
Don't go too extreme, ever. Don't binge and go well over, and don't under-eat and get, you know, really weak. Just keep and maintain what we've got, and you'll always be in an okay place to either push and progress. And yeah, nothing's permanent when it comes to your physique. It's all within our control. I think that's why I never stressed too much.
I think, yeah, that's such a good point. And I think sometimes people have this all or nothing kind of perception, and we both know that your body, what you look like aesthetically, it's so fluid. We've both been we've both been up and down and up and down. And actually, this time is such a good time to let your body rest, especially if you're training day in, day out, and you have done for years. Like, taking a significant bit of time off, if you did want to just completely rest, it's probably not going to be a bad thing. So that then when you do come back to training, do come back to the gym and weight training and everything else, you are going to respond so quickly. Like, I'm already a little bit excited, you know, because I know in 6 months, 8 months' time, the difference is going to be huge, because my body's going to have had the chance to rest and recuperate and recharge itself. It's going to be good.
Yeah, definitely. And to be honest, I've started these hits in the morning. I can't imagine not doing them now. It's like setting me up in the day in the best place possible. Like, I am buzzing all day long after I've done the hit workouts.
Yeah.
And when I first said I was going to do it, I was like, oh, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get through it. Like, the pressure I put on myself. Even on prep, right, when I get in my peak condition, I only ever do 25 minutes hit. That's all I do. So then suddenly I'm going to do a 30-minute class whilst talking and, you know, teaching others. I was like, do you know what? I'm going to throw it out there because I want to help people. If I don't make it through it, then I'll just continue to coach and help the people who are on the live. But if they see me struggle, they see that I'm human, but I won't give up. I'll go back on it the next day and I'll try and push through for another couple of minutes. So I just threw myself on it. And to be honest, it's amazing what your body can do.
Yeah.
Especially when you're excited for it and you want to do it. And now, I'm six sessions in, absolutely loving it.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, every morning, what time is it at, Shannon? Is it 9? 9 o'clock?
No, it's actually 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Monday to Friday, early. 9 a.m. at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
So 8 a.m. I'm
absolutely loving it.
8 a.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. Saturday, Sunday.
I did actually have a couple of people ask for it to be later. And to be honest, right, I think it's so... If I can give one piece of advice for these next however many weeks that we're on lockdown, it's to have a routine and have a reason to get up every morning.
Absolutely.
If I don't set an alarm, I can't remember the last time I didn't set an alarm. As an online coach, right, I can work from anywhere. I've got no urgency to get up in the morning. But every single morning, I'll get up at the same time and set an alarm. Because if I don't, I lose routine. And then... Mm-hmm. I'm not as assertive throughout the day. I'm not as productive. It's all about getting yourself up, doing something positive to start your day, and then the rest will follow.
Absolutely. Even if it's something so small. So I read a book called Make Your Bed, and it's such a small book. You can read it in like a couple of hours. And the whole premise of the book is the first thing you do in the morning is you make your bed, and you set that good habit every single day, because it's a butterfly effect. And once you've started setting yourself a really solid morning routine, like you say, everything else then follows. You get up, you feel productive, you feel like you've achieved something, it's motivating, it's going to be so much better for your mindset to have a good, solid routine. So same as you, I've been getting up super early. I actually got up at 5:45 this morning and I went for an hour's walk, and it was amazing. The fresh air, obviously we've had some gorgeous weather this week.
And I so felt, lovely.
Yeah, and I felt so good. I felt so positive because I was outside getting a bit of exercise in before anybody else was even out of bed. It was brilliant. So I completely reiterate that morning routine, especially. So good.
And it helps with your self-discipline as well.
Yeah.
Like if you're getting up at a certain time, of course I wake up sometimes and I'm tired. Like yesterday was my birthday. I had a couple of gins last night. Then my 6 a.m. alarm went off, and I was more tired this morning than I have been. And also I went jogging yesterday as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, more tired, but I still get up. And then when other things like come up in a day, you're in a better place of mind to tackle them. You know, if you get cravings, it's like, no, you're strengthening your self-discipline every single morning. It leads on to other areas of life, 100%.
I think when you've set yourself a good routine and you tick all these little good habits off as you're going along, by the time you get to the end of the day, you feel like you've had a really meaningful, purposeful day. Like if you don't, and you kind of just float around, sleep in every day, don't get dressed, like stay in your pajamas, by the time you get to the end of the day, sometimes it can make you feel so discontent and almost like you've wasted your time. Like we can get anything
back.
Yeah, the only thing we can't ever get back is our time. So use it as productively as you possibly can.
I think it's so important at this stage that we have a purpose. You know, it could be a tiny purpose, but it's something that makes you excited for every single day. Like, it could be to learn a new language. It could be to, if you've got children, to teach them something every day, or just something that every day you're either learning something new, or you have a purpose to help somebody, to do something mm-hmm. positive for yourself, a purpose to try and run an extra mile, or do something every single day that serves you a purpose. And by the end of the day, you'll be like, yeah, today was productive. I'm content. I can go to sleep happy. I can put my head in the pillow and think today wasn't a waste.
Yeah.
It's a real dangerous downward negative spiral when you stop progressing, when you stop looking for areas of your life that you can positively progress in. And that's when people start thinking, oh, what's the point? Or what's there to do? Blah, blah, blah. And asking questions. But all the answers you need are within yourself, just to find a purpose for every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So me and a good friend of mine, what we've been doing is the Open University have got loads of free courses that they've put on. So we've put...
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. So there's tons on there. There's so much stuff on there. Me and my friend, we're going to pick a course and we're going to do it together. And then
that's so cool. We need to get that word out there about that university. That's cool.
Really good. So we thought we'll pick it together. We're going to pick three or four, pick them together, do them together. And then every day we're going to talk about it. We're going to have a discussion about it, because then it keeps you connected as well. Because obviously at the moment we're so disconnected from each other, even though we, of course, we have social media and all the rest of it, but human to human contact will be social media contact any day. But at the moment, we're very restricted with that. And if you're like me, I love my human interaction, like not being able to hug anyone.
Yeah, me too.
And not being able to give anyone a hug. It's making me really sad. I just want to hug everyone and I can't.
Me too.
So we've decided to do that together. So there's so much you can do, and like the breadth of topics that they've put out there is phenomenal. Languages are on there, business, education, psychology, like there's all sorts on there. It's incredible. So we've done something like that. So exactly what you've just said, giving yourself a really good solid goal.
100%. I've actually, it's funny you say that, right? I've actually signed up to a sports massage course.
Oh, have you?
And I just bought, you know, I received all the books, so it's something I'm going to be studying within this time. And I just thought, you know what? I absolutely love my job. There's no way I'd want to ever change my job. But even if it's just for clients who message me and say, hey, Shan, I've got this sort of pain here and I've got this injury, and I'm going to be able to have a deeper understanding and be able to help them. And if they say they've gone to a sports therapist and they've said this, I'll be able to know whether that sports therapist, who I don't even know, but they could be the other side of the country, but I'll be able to know whether they're worth them still investing in them or to go find somebody else. And I just think, even if clients are ever local to me and if they've got some tightness or an injury, I can say, oh, do you know what? I can actually help you. And I think that extra service I'll be able to help. And I was imagining it. I want this like big room somewhere. I'm going to find it somewhere. And I want to have like Buddhas in there. I want candles. I want canvases and nice quotes. A massage bed. And then I want a massive mirror, which I've already got. So clients can come down, see me there, do some posing in the mirror. And like a fold-up bed that I can put away for them to do posing practice and like face-to-face check-ins, and then also be able to do massages. And when clients are really close to show, even if I'm just giving them massages to get all the toxins out their legs so more detail comes through, I just feel, you know, it's something that's
it's
so worth doing for myself.
It's something extra, isn't it? You're adding another string to your already incredible bow. So there's two things that I noticed in everything that you just said there. So self-development. So every day doing some sort of self-development, whether that's learning a new skill or a new course, every single day just making a conscious effort to develop yourself in some way. And then the other thing, what did you say that I noticed? Visualization. So
what was that one?
Visualization. So you've already visually created in your mind what you want that room to look like. You already know.
Yeah, there's going to be Buddhas everywhere.
So, So I'm the same as you. So I'm a huge fan of Pinterest. I have so many.
Yeah, me too.
I have so many Pinterest boards because I'm so visual. And I think when you have a concept in your mind and you can see it and you can start creating it, you work for it because you know what it looks like. It's more tangible. So
yeah, definitely.
I would definitely.
That's the only thing that motivates me. I have to. Yeah. If I can't imagine, if I can't visualize where I'm going and where I'm going to be at the end of all the hard work, I'm not motivated. I have to know there's, you know, there's that end goal. That's that life that I'm creating. That's what I want to be able to buy or do or see. I'm a massive goal setter. If I don't have goals, then I feel demotivated. But all the time I have goals and a vision. Every day I'm bouncing out of bed.
Yeah, and I think because at the moment everything is so uncertain, like we have so much uncertainty, which a lot of people really do struggle with. If you can create yourself a sense of certainty by visualizing an end goal, that's really going to help, because at the moment everything's so up in the air. But if you can create yourself a little bit of stability with a visual goal that you can work towards, that's going to be so good for your mindset.
Yeah, 100%. It's all about feeling excited about something. Like, people should be taking the time now, if they're not happy within a certain area of their life, to think, okay, nothing's going on right now. I can literally focus on what I want to improve in that area of life. I have the time on my hands. You know, have some patience with yourself. Yes, it might not happen as soon as we want it to. It might not happen within the next month or the next 5 months. But the work you put in now, those who use this time wisely are the people who, when this ends, are going to be winning and straight back into a real good place.
Yeah.
Those who waste this time and, you know, plod through every day feeling like the world's against them. The world's not against you. The world's happening for you. Like, everything is happening for us if we want it to be.
Yeah.
And we can use this time to really, you know, make some big changes in our lives and think carefully about where we want to go.
Yeah, it's taking the opportunity. Obviously, this is such a terrible circumstance for every single person across the entire world right now, but there is also opportunity in this time. And just to be able to pause and look at different parts of your life and think, okay, that bit's not working, what can I do? And giving yourself the time to have the plan, and you've got that now. We don't normally have that complete free time. So I have so many people that have been asking me about meditation, because these are the sorts of things that they want to do, but they don't normally have time to do it. I mean, you always have time to do it, but now you really do have time to do it. So
yeah.
So I think it's just taking this as an opportunity and just keeping yourself super, super positive. So what was I going to? I was going to ask you about. We went off on a huge tangent there.
We did, didn't we?
We did. Standard.
We actually had a structure before this.
That's standard me and you, though, eh? So we used to, when we saw each other at Christmas, we kept doing this. So we'd be having a conversation, we'd start on one topic, an hour later we'd be like, what did that start with again? How did that begin?
Deep spiritual chats.
Yeah. So what are you actually doing training-wise?
So, you know what? I'm thinking it day by day. At the minute, I'm getting up, doing the HIIT workouts, and I can't tell you how much my body is aching from head to toe after.
Yeah.
Like, the third day in, I was like, there's no way I'm doing another HIIT workout today. Like, I've got no muscles left to train, they all ache. But I've done it anyway. The next day, I was like, oh, I don't feel too bad. And it's getting better and better. So then yesterday, I thought I had tons of energy. Like, I'm getting more and more energy every day. I'm definitely recharging.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I thought, you know what? I'm going to... someone tagged me, an old school friend tagged me in a 10K challenge, like running.
Okay.
And I was like, that sounds good. That's got to be easy, right? I didn't even know how far 10K was. So I went to some woods near me, downloaded a running app, and just started running. I got to 5K, and I'm not joking, the pain I was in, I was like, I can't even move my calves. Like, I'd already done the hit in the morning as well, right? So I done 5K, but now I've got this like mad focus that I have to get 10K. So tomorrow I'm meeting a client, and I was like, I know if I jog with someone, the competitive side of me, I'll 100%
get
10K. So I'm meeting a client tomorrow. I was like, look, let's go for 7K. And then next week I'll meet someone else, or a midday person, I'll be like, let's go for 10K. And as long as I have someone there that's pushing equally as hard, I'll definitely do it. But at the minute, I just, really random, you know, it's not benefiting my wellness look, but hey, my fitness is improving. And I'm just thinking, if I get mega fit now, when I go back to the weights, I'm going to be able to, you know, as I improve my strength, if I keep a little bit of fitness in it as well, I'm going to be able to lift heavier for longer.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of looking at it like that as well. And just, I don't know, just using this time wisely, doing something that I used to love running. So I'm just doing that again now.
Yeah.
It might not be for my goal to compete, but hey, it is what it is. I'm still young. I'll use the next couple of years to build legs and use this to do something different.
Yeah, so health and happiness, they're the two main priorities right now. So total contrast to you, mine's a lot less strenuous by the sounds of it. So I've been doing, I've been doing my yoga every day, and it's felt so good to completely lengthen and stretch and mobilize my entire body. Like, I feel amazing. I feel so good. And same as you, I've got so much muscle soreness that I don't normally get.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I woke up.
Bodies are in complete shock.
Yeah, I woke up and I thought, wow, my legs don't feel like this after I've done a heavy leg session. So I've been doing loads of yoga. So I'm meeting an old client tomorrow, obviously at a 2 meter distance. It's 6:30 in the morning. So we live right next to Yorkshire Wildlife Park, and there's a big, there's a big open green right next to where we live. So we're meeting super early in the morning tomorrow, and we're going to do a yoga practice together. And it's just been so good. Same as you, like, it's something that I love so much, and it's been so good to actually have a bit more time to be able to dedicate to it.
You do a live yoga routine. I would definitely jump on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I was thinking,
why don't you do 9 a.m. and I can jump straight in after HIIT?
Should we do that?
Shall we do that?
Yeah, we'll
do
that.
HIIT 8 and then jump straight in and stretch off with
you at 9. Yeah, we'll do that. Perfect. We've got your back. We've got your back, everybody. Yeah, let's do that. 100% down. I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll have a super, super deep stretch. That'll be amazing. But then I've just been, do you know what? I've loved having to be really creative. So me and my sister, we've been training together and we went into the woods. It sounds really strange. We went into the woods and we were just like, should we just see what we can train with? So we were picking logs up. It was incredible.
Actually,
we did.
Oh my God. I had a client this morning. I was laughing so much. She had her dog on her shoulders, right? Over her shoulders. And she was squatting her dog.
Amazing.
No, you can't be doing that.
That's amazing. I mean, I could get my sister on my shoulders. I could kind of recreate that with her. But, you know, when you've got to be creative, you can do so much. And again, when I went to Croatia in 2018, I had no gym. I had nothing for a month. And I had to make a workout with a rock. That was all I had. One big heavy rock. And I thought, right, I'm going to have to create some sort of workout with this. And I did it and it worked and it was fine. But we were doing like pull-ups in the trees and deadlifts with like tree logs. It was actually really, really fun. And I felt so good because I was outside. Because obviously we train indoors.
Underestimate how good it feels just to be in nature.
Yeah.
To be outside. Just like, we are so, so lucky that the weather is this nice with what's going on. I think if it was raining and you know, grey clouds, then maybe I'd be struggling a little bit more. But when the sun is shining, it's blue skies. I struggle to not be happy. It's like, there's so much to do.
I think
you know what I was doing at the start of the week?
Go on.
I was just going for a drive. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put some music on or a podcast on and just go for a little drive through the country. And it was just nice. It's on my own, driving. And it's such good time to be able to think because your phone's down because obviously you're driving and you either listen to a podcast and learning or you have some good music on that's just relaxing your mind.
Yeah, 100%. And I think if you're training outside, you've got every sense stimulated. Obviously, you've got the sound of being outside. You've got the different colours of being out in nature. You've got the smell of being in nature. You've got the feeling of the air. Like, everything's going on. That was such a hippie thing to say, wasn't it? That was my. I know. I am such a yoga teacher.
Yeah. But no, it's true.
It is true.
When I was living in Dubai, everyone seems happy because the sun's out and the skies are blue.
Fresh air.
It's the same as here right now. But it is still well cold. But I like it. I like how fresh it is.
Me too. I was walking this morning for about an hour. And it was cold. My hands were freezing. I was really struggling to text, to be honest. But again, I just felt so good by the time I got back. I felt so invigorated and fresh and just ready for the day. And I thought, you know what? When things go back to normal, I am going to keep this as part, because I have a morning routine anyway. I've always had a morning routine. But going outside, I've never had part of that routine. And I was thinking, you know what? When everything goes back to normal, even if it's just for like 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to get myself outside every single morning before I start my day. Just because of the difference it makes.
But yeah, definitely.
So there's loads of other things. So I don't know what you sort of stuff that you do, but I do things like I read every single day. I make sure for half an hour, in some way, shape or form, I've read something for 30 minutes.
I'll be honest, I actually really struggle with reading. I'm not diagnosed dyslexic, but something's not right. I struggle.
Yeah.
So I just love listening to podcasts.
But this is
podcasts all the time. I have like a lot of people who really inspire me. When I listen to podcasts, it's very easy. So like as I say, I can be driving, I can be walking.
Yeah.
When I'm reading, I feel like I have to be sat down.
But this is the thing with self development and self care, isn't it? It's so personal. So there's so many different. This is what I love about it. Everyone can create their own really personalized self care routine. And just feel
100%.
It, yeah, feel it full of what you love
about yourself. I always used to think, oh, you know, all the people who are successful, they always read every morning, and I need to get up and read, and I'll be trying to read. I'd read a line, I forget what I've read, I have to reread the line. It's so slow. Like, I'm such a slow reader. And I thought, you know what? I don't have to do that.
No.
Like, if I'm more focused when I'm just listening and doing something like a walk or. And it's like, yeah, find what works for you guys.
There's absolutely.
No set in stone way to self-develop.
Yeah, so...
whatever works for you, find out what sort of person you are and try new things. This is a great time to try new things.
So when I first became a yoga teacher, I was actually criticised a little bit by other yoga teachers on how I taught, because I used to do a lot of the practice with my students. And my argument always was, everybody learns in a different way. So you have some people that are visual learners, you've got people that are auditory learners, and then you've got people that are kinesthetic learners. So I learn by watching something, so which is probably why I love to read. You must learn auditory, which is why you love listening to podcasts. And then other people learn just by simply doing something. So it's just about discovering who you are and what works for you. But what sort of podcasts who are you listening to? What podcasts are you listening to?
I'm going to find it. It's good. It's not for everybody. It's very loud. What is his name? So there's Tony Robbins.
Of course.
A real good one for Tony Robbins.
I love Tony Robbins.
He was with Kevin Hart.
Oh my, yes, I think it was me that sent you that one. It was me that told you about that, right? Yeah. It's a good one though, isn't it?
What's this guy's name? Andy Frisella,
okay.
He's like some American entrepreneur, but like he's, I don't know, very outspoken, says how it is. Either will enjoy it or you won't enjoy it. But my sort of person, I enjoy listening to that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Gary V.
Same. Love a bit of Gary V. I tell you what is
another... They're all the ones I've been listening to at the moment, to be fair.
There's another one that you probably love. Excuse me. Called Jay Shetty. He's amazing too. Follow him. A lot more... when you start listening to him, you'll think, oh, okay, I get why Vix told me to listen to him. It's like total yogi point of view. But his mindset and the podcast he does, they're so inspiring. They're so... make you think about yourself. Like, they develop self-awareness. They're great. I think you'll really like them as well. So definitely give him a listen.
Yeah, I listen to, like... some of the UK pro bodybuilders, some of their podcasts as well, I find them interesting.
Okay.
But I definitely really enjoy, like, the entrepreneurs.
Yeah, more, same.
Like, self-development stuff. Yeah, that inspires me for others, especially in the mornings to set up your day as well.
Yeah, definitely. I tell you what I have been doing as well. I've actually stopped... So on the complete flip side, I've actually cut out any sort of negativity now. So I don't really go on my Facebook anymore, just for the time being, because I'm finding that it's actually really, really negative.
I don't do Facebook at all.
Yeah, I've stopped watching the news unless it's obviously a really important announcement. I don't have it on. I don't watch it because, again... you're just consuming constant negativity, and I think right now it's really important to limit that as much as possible. Like, I actually I had to have a word with somebody the other day because they kept sending me videos of just really negative stuff, obviously to do with the coronavirus, and they just kept sending these videos, and I had to say, like, mate, I want you to stop sending this to me, because you're actually being a quite a negative part of my day here. You keep sending me, bad news. Yeah, you're sending me bad news. And I want to keep myself in a happy, positive mindset. Not just because...
Yeah, I'm a massive believer in ignorance is bliss.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know what? It applies to a lot of things in life. Like, if people talk bad about you and someone tries to tell you, it's like, do you know what? I don't want to know. They can say what they want to say. I've got no control over it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And it's the same with, like, the news. They're going to keep giving out all the negative stuff. If something that important comes up,
you'll know.
Someone will let me know.
Yeah, like, you'll know.
A friend will put it in a group chat, or my mum will call me. I will find out if it's that important. And if it's not that important, I want to know.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the radio. As soon as the song's ended, I'm like, oh, turn this back. I'm done with it. I'm done with keep hearing about it. I get that the situation's happening in the world. I get that it's out of my control. I've just got to, you know, listen to the rules and stay at home and stay safe. Everything else, it's like, why does my mind want to keep listening to it right now?
Yeah.
I never, ever listen to the news when this isn't going on. I never read a paper, because all the world does is highlight all the negative and the bad things happening in the world. You never get a news where it's just showing all the good people and everyone, you know, all the positives, and that will encourage more people to be positive.
Yeah.
It's just always showing a negative light on the world and makes people anxious and worried and scared. And I don't want to feel like that.
And right now, the best thing for our immune system is to stay positive. Because as soon as you're surrounded by any sense of negativity, you're going to feel more stressed, you're going to feel more anxious, and that's going to have an impact on your immune system. So right now, we need to be staying positive. Why wouldn't we choose to stay positive? So yeah, I've been cutting out any sort of negativity. I'm so self-aware about it. As soon as anything is said to me or sent to me or I see anything, you've got to be ruthless and it's got to go. Only positivity. And the power of your mind is unbelievable. So if you're filling your head with good positive thoughts, you're going to feel so much better and you're going to have your body in a much better position if, obviously, worst case scenario, you do end up having to fight something off.
And I honestly believe, this could sound crazy, but this is what I believe. If someone keeps telling you the symptoms of corona, and if you feel a headache, if you feel this, if you feel that, if you keep hearing it and you keep getting worried about it, you're suddenly going to start feeling a headache. And that might be just through your mind thinking it, or from overthinking about thinking about it, or being stressed about it. But you could actually, your body can actually start feeling these symptoms, I think, if you tune into it too much. You just got to... be aware of the situation that we're in right now, but don't tune into it every day. If there's an important announcement, you know what, it's going to be all over Instagram, your family going to talk about it, you'll find out.
It's really interesting.
If it's not that important, tune out.
My sister is a cognitive behavioural therapist, and how spooky is this? About half an hour before I spoke to you, me and my sister were having a conversation. So she was telling me about, at the moment, she's working with a lot of people that have got a self-fulfilling prophecy, and because they're so aware of what the symptoms are, they're almost like tuning into things that they wouldn't normally tune into and almost convincing themselves that they have it. And it's unbelievable, the link between your body and your mind. And exactly what you just said. But she's working with quite a lot of people at the moment who they don't necessarily have it, but they're starting to convince themselves that they have, because they're just so aware of what the symptoms are.
This is like, I take this approach when I'm ill. I absolutely hate feeling ill, and I just, if I feel symptoms, I just try and crack on with my day as best I can, stick to my routine and do whatever I do to take my mind off it. I truly believe if you just lay there or sit down and you constantly think, oh, I feel ill, and you don't get up and you don't shower and you don't get ready, you stay in your pyjamas, you're going to start thinking, oh, I'm really ill. Look, I haven't even done anything.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just crack on, I believe you, well, from my experience, I get through it so much quicker. If I am like on the sofa, then trust me, I'm ill. Because I think you just have to plod through.
I tell you who you would probably also love, going back to podcasts, just going off what you've just said, is someone called Marissa Peer. So she is a huge advocate of how your thoughts dictate what's going on in your body. And you'd absolutely love the podcast she does. She's amazing. And she's very much like, if you're sick, if you do get sick, you tell yourself, I'm healthy, my body is really, really strong, and the recovery rate is so much quicker. It's incredible. The power of your mind, unbelievable. But then there's I think at the moment, it's been really interesting to see what sort of stuff that people have been panic buying. And I don't know if you're the same as me, but all the stuff that I normally eat, nobody's panic buying, apart from meat, apart from my chicken. I'm managing to get everything that I normally eat because people aren't panic buying healthy stuff. And that makes me really sad, because at the moment we should be filling our bodies full of nutrients and vitamins and minerals. And obviously I know a little bit about the work that your sister does, so it'd be really interesting to listen to what's going on with you guys in terms of your nutrition right now.
Yeah, so we're definitely having a lot of vitamin C. I think they said in China that they're literally putting people on a vitamin C drip or something.
Yeah.
So we have lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, organic juices. I'm having twice a day, like loads of watermelon, lemons, ginger. They said bromelain's good as well for the lungs. So pineapple, celery. Just loads of fresh fruit and veg through the juicer. And just two a day.
Amazing.
So that's definitely helping. Yeah, vitamin C tablets alongside and vitamin D tablets. Having my probiotics so that my body's absorbing the nutrients.
Yeah.
And I feel good, to be fair. Obviously, I'm aware that think that there's a virus going about, so I'm just doing everything that I can and then just trying to keep my mind positive.
Yeah, amazing. So business-wise,
how about you? Nutrition-wise,
I am very, it's completely the same as you. So vitamin C, I actually put, I don't know if you saw it, I put on my story the other day, I've made like a really jam-packed vitamin C drink and I'm having it every single morning. So it's concentrated cherry juice, pure cherry juice, a full squeezed lemon, a little bit of ginger, a tiny bit of vitamin C powder, and then a little bit of honey as well. And I've been having that warm every single day, first thing when I get up. And then same as you, just getting as much good nutrition into my diet as I possibly can. Obviously, I'm still on a carb-free diet because of the different health issues that I've got. But just getting as many different vegetables in my system, tons of carrots, loads of carrots. Strawberries, getting loads of strawberries in there, really good quality meat. I've actually been going to a butcher's that we have in Doncaster, and luckily they've not actually run out of meat yet. But loads of nuts, loads of water, loads of herbal tea, and just getting so much good stuff into my body and just giving myself the best possible chance of staying healthy.
I think that's what we can... And you know what? This might not be a good way to look at it, but this is how I look at it sometimes. If we do all we can, eat healthy, stay positive, train, keep fit and healthy... and it gets us, then I truly believe, and it gets us so bad that, you know, I die. I just think it must have been my time to go, because I've done everything that I could to stay healthy, fit, and and sometimes you just can't worry about it. And when I think about it like that, I just think, look, if you do everything that you can, and that truly happens, it's like, well, what more could I have done?
Yeah.
It must have been my time.
Yeah. I think at the moment, a lot of people are going to be looking to people like me and you for help. And because nutrition and exercise, self-development, self-care, these are all things that we do naturally. We've been doing for a while anyway. This is our jam, isn't it? This is just what we do. It's our job. It's our life. It's everything to us. So at the moment, I think we've probably got more people who need us and value us and want to know what we're doing, how we can help, etc. More so than ever. So I think what we'll try and do is just spread our positivity as much as we possibly can. This is what we need to do.
Yeah, right. I think thinking positively is the biggest cure for anything. And I think stress is the biggest killer.
Yeah, oh my, like, I could not agree more.
Every time I go for a stressful situation,
yeah,
I guarantee fall ill. Every single time I'm stressed and it's like I really struggle to get control over my emotions, because like I can say I'm positive all the time, but no, I'm not. Sometimes I get real stressed over a situation. And every time I struggle to gain control, I fall ill.
Yeah, same. I know when I'm run down, that is when I'm my most vulnerable, because I'm my most stressed. Like I'm the same. Like I have to really consciously, it's the same as anything. I have to consciously work on not being stressed, because let's be honest, life is stressful, especially when you have your own business and you've still got to be training in the gym. You've still got to be a person. You've still got to be someone's daughter, someone's sister, someone's girlfriend. Yeah. Obviously that doesn't apply to me and you. but life is stressful.
We can
learn
that one.
we'll do a different podcast on that one. but life is stressful, and I consciously have to really make an effort to not be stressed, because your mental health is just the same as your physical health. You have to work on it, and you have to develop and strengthen it. It's like it's its own muscle. And I think sometimes people forget that. But I feel like we've gone through so much there. We've talked about so much there. So
right, I'm ready to go all in with stress, but have we got any more time?
Yeah, of course we do. Go for it. Talk to me about stress. you do stress and I'll do single life. How's that? We haven't got enough time for that one. We don't have enough time for that.
Now, the single life's got to be its own little podcast. That
we should be
too funny.
We should make our own show, Dating with Victoria and Shannon. How not to do it. I'm joking.
That's so funny.
I'm joking.
But, with stress, I think this is a stressful situation. Like, how have you found business-wise and, work, Vic?
Yeah.
How have you found it?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were telling me about work. You know, it was such a strange feeling. I'd gone to work on the Friday. I'd been teaching that week. My diary that week was the most full it's been for such a long time. I was just jam-packed to the brim all week long. And I got to work on the Friday, finished my last PT session, and then I was training myself. And I could feel my phone vibrating in my pocket, like, relentlessly. And I thought, what is going on? So I got my phone out. Obviously, all my clients are messaging me, saying, what are we going to do? Like, panicking. And that was the day that they'd closed the gyms. So in the space of 24 hours, I'd lost an entire business. Couldn't PT, couldn't teach one-to-one private yoga, obviously because you're going into people's houses, touching clients, couldn't teach classes. So everything just kind of collapsed in the space of a day. However, so, you know, which was very stressful, but I don't really attach myself to anything, and you have to be okay with losing everything. And this has happened to me before. Like, I chose to shut my yoga studio last year for lots of different reasons. And obviously I moved to Sri Lanka to do a different job. And then I came back and had 2 months off. So I'm used to not being completely attached to anything. And I think you have to be like that, because when you're self-employed, you accept the risk. Any sort of risk, you're accepting the risk of things might just go completely wrong, and you have to be okay with that, and you have to have a plan B, or you have to have enough self-belief that in these sorts of times you are innovative and you can adapt, because you're not defined by your job, you're not defined by your business. Obviously financially this is a huge impact for everybody, but money, like our physiques, like we were saying earlier, is fluid. You can lose money, you can gain money, and it's just an energy that we've actually created ourselves. Money is a man-made thing. And for me, I don't have that sense of fear about it, because I've been in this situation before, and every single time I pick myself up every single time, because I know that I can. And every time I have picked myself up, I come back 10 times stronger. So I almost try and embrace.
A better idea.
Yeah, yeah, and I
really agree.
I've tried to embrace this and think, okay, so here's a new opportunity to do something new, to develop myself in a different way. And like you say, I've got the time and the space now to have that creative freedom, which is something that I love anyway. So yeah, even though it's been really stressful, and financially, you know, I don't even think about it. I know I'm going to be okay. And I know once this is all over, I'll have picked myself back up. And by the end of this year, I'm going to be even stronger than I was before from it. And that makes me feel excited. Like, this week, I've actually had that excited, businessy feeling, that excited feeling of I get to build something that's mine. And I haven't had that for a while now. So for me, it's actually, it's been, obviously, it's stressful and not good. But yeah, it's been okay for me. I feel good about it.
I think for me, it's like you say, money comes and goes. It's not the money, I felt last week like distraught. I felt actually heartbroken for my clients whose shows got cancelled. And something that I think is my biggest strength and my biggest weakness is just how deeply I care. It's like, it kills me. Absolutely. It gives me sleepless nights. It makes me actually, I saw one of my clients in Norwich the day that her show got cancelled, and like my eyes were welling up. She was crying. I was like trying so hard not to cry and keep it together. And it's like, okay, it's just a show, but I know the work that she's put in. I'm seeing someone who I care about and have worked with for a very long time upset. Genuinely makes me upset. And like, you know, some coaches are a little more business minded, and they see this as a business. You know, this is how they make money. For me, I see this as my life and my passion and everything. So when a show gets cancelled and I've been part of the journey for all these people, and they're turning to me upset and they want answers and they want to know when the show is, and the fact that I was completely helpless and genuinely could not give them any answers, like the stress that put on me, because I was like, I always have an answer. I can always pick someone back up. I can always make them better. But at this moment in time, it was like, I'm sorry, I don't know when your show is going to be. I'm sorry, I don't know where we go from here, other than, you know, we gain 5 to 7 pounds, we maintain this, and when the shows get announced, then we continue. It was really difficult because obviously no one's been in this situation before.
Yeah.
I work, like, 90% of my client base are first-timers, which I absolutely love because, you know, they're always so enthusiastic. They put their heart and soul into it, and I love that. So the fact that they were all, for the first time, about to experience walking on stage, like, 2 weeks out, yeah. and it gets cancelled,
yeah.
in the grand scheme of things, I get that there's bigger problems in the world, you know. I get that a show being cancelled is not the end of the world. But for me at that moment, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing that I've struggled with this whole time, is having to deal with loads of clients who I care about being upset and kind of feeling helpless to make them feel better.
Yeah, and just being there to... That's all you can do, though, Shannon, just be there at the moment to support them in the best possible way that you can with the resources that we've now got available. That's all you can do. Just because it's so out of our control. Like, I think it's that, isn't it? Just completely having no control over the circumstance. It's tough. It's really, really tough. But I think, you know, if any two people are in a good position to be able to help support other people, then it is me and you, because it's what we live and breathe every day. It's just...
Yeah, 100%. I think, like, these podcasts and giving out a positive message each week, along with, you know, the live videos, the yoga, the HIIT workouts, this is going to have such a big impact to those who take advantage of it.
Yeah. I completely agree. And I think, do you know what I've noticed? I don't know if you're the same. What I've noticed is that people, I mean, obviously me and you are friends anyway, but people are coming together so much more and helping each other and saying, okay, well, I can do this. So what if I help you with this and you help me with that? Like, I've had a guy who runs some boot camps. He got in touch with me and said, look, like, all my clients are desperate to do a yoga class. Would you mind just recording a video for them? And I said, you know, yeah, of course. Like, it'll take me 60 minutes to record a video and send it to them. And normally, you know, we're all too busy and we think, oh, I'd love to do it, but I'm just so overwhelmed with my own stuff. And I just feel like everybody's really coming together, and it's good. Like, this is what we should be doing, like, creating that sense of community. And even if there's just a small group of people who are saying, like me and you, saying, listen, guys, we've got you back. Like, don't worry about this, because we're going to take the stress of that away, because we are going to do that for you. And we are here to motivate you, to keep you positive, to keep you healthy, to keep you happy. Like, I love it. It makes me really, it's like a team. It's like you're building, like, an invincible little team. It's cool. It's
really
cool.
Yeah, because ultimately, some people right now are completely on their own. They can't visit family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could be living by themselves. And the social network online is all they've got. And if that's filled with people who are negative, they're following, it's so dangerous. You need to be following positive people right now of all times.
And I think...
And do you know what? I think when the pressure is applied in these stressful situations, that's when true characters show.
Absolutely.
The people who have a deep burning passion to help people will rise and do everything they can. Like, every day I'm just thinking, how can I help? How can I make people feel better?
Yeah,
I can't
same.
Help the situation, but I can help how people feel.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Same, exactly the same. I've been thinking, okay, what can I do with, like, nutrition and giving out, just like I did with that vitamin C drink, like, just get this in your system. What free stuff can you do? This exercise, do this workout, do this yoga practice, do this meditation. Like, what, in what way can I help? Like, we're so similar in that respect, in that it's almost as if we just want to help. We just want to help make the world better. We just want to make the world a better place.
I truly feel that's my purpose. Like, that's why I get motivated to do these hits, whether I'm huffing and puffing and losing muscle, my legs, or whatever.
Yeah.
I've got a deeper purpose than just being a lady with strong muscles, you know?
Yeah,
my purpose
of course.
Is to help people.
I'll
do whatever's required.
It's really interesting, because obviously you feel that way about your training and the way that you deliver that message to everybody, and it's so different to me and mine. Like, I obviously go through the meditation route and the yoga route, and it's so interesting because you've got so many different ways. Like, everyone's so different, and we've got so many different ways that we can make ourselves feel good. And I think this is going to be a really good time for people to actually learn about themselves and go, oh, well, I've never tried that before. I might give it a go now whilst I've got some time. And they might discover something that they think, wow, I can't believe this has been missing from my life. But because of people
that's
that are
so true.
Just spreading positivity every day. Like, I refuse to have anything, and I don't post anything negative on my Instagram. Never, ever, ever. It's only ever positive. We should start.
You know what? It's like, unless you've got something nice and positive to say, don't say anything at all. That's truly what I believe.
We should start a hashtag, spread positivity, not corona. We'll start that. Unless someone else has already done that.
Hashtag stay at home. Hashtag choose spread positivity. Hashtag not corona.
Yeah. We should... Do you know what we should do? We should start... So different people are doing like different challenges and stuff, aren't they? And I don't actually follow that many people in the fitness industry anymore. I follow most people that I follow are in the yoga community. And they've been doing like a nomination thing, how long can you hold a headstand for? Something like that. And I was thinking, nah, we need to have something that's more fun and daft and silly. And I'm trying to think what we could do. I'm going to come up with that. I'm going to come up with something good.
I think that hashtag's quite good. Spread positivity, not corona.
Spread positivity, not corona. Hashtag. Done it.
That's sick.
Should we leave it there?
We're at 60 minutes.
We are at 60 minutes. Amazing.
We can chat.
I know. We'll have to, we'll have a little think. And if there's anything anybody puts forward, like, wants us to talk about, then obviously we can do that. But I think we just stick with the positive vibes, because that's what we do best.
The positive vibes, whatever comes up, whatever there is to talk about, you know, the relationship one could be quite jokes, to be fair, just, whatever, we can natter about anything. So, let's make this a regular thing.
Yep.
For anyone that's doing a long walk, going jogging, driving, these are cool to listen to.
And we will entertain
you. Fill your mind, literally, drown in positivity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brainwash yourselves. Yep. What you listen to is what you become.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. Loved that, as always. And it's been so nice for me and you to have a proper catch-up as well.
I know. And we can share it with the world.
We can. Oh, bless them. They don't know what's coming. Okay, my love. I will speak to you soon.
Yes, you too, Vic.
See you later. You too. Bye.